This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of homosexuality as found in the Old Testament, we have seen that it causes cultural disorder when there is a disregard for creation's order. In the book of Leviticus, you have some clear prohibitions given as the Creator's protection against any expression of sexual experience that did not conform to the creation order. In Leviticus 18:22, amidst many descriptions of deviant sexual activity, it says, "Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is detestable." And in Leviticus 20:13, it says, "If a man lies with a man as one lies with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They must be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads." Here, homosexual behavior is considered to be not only detestable, but a capital offense. When the prophets referred to sexual perversion, they constantly looked back to the above statements and often referred to the experience that took place in Sodom. In fact, our word sodomy finds its origin there as well. They also used these distortions of creation's order to describe the unfaithfulness of the nation of Israel to God. When reading the book of Hosea, you can see how such unfaithfulness breaks the heart of God. He loves, he is ready to forgive, he wants restoration, but he cannot compromise what is a distortion of his creation order. He will be patient, waiting for repentance, but beyond a certain point, he must and will judge, as he did in Sodom, or withdraw his protection, as he did in Judges 19. Faith and obedience is key to enjoying God's blessing and avoiding his judgment.